Good afternoon. Prepare to enter the home zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show is being brought to you by Art Realty and TransNation Title. From buying to selling to maintaining your home, every aspect of home ownership is covered in the home zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
It's Tuesday, 12:30, and you're in the zone, the home zone. I'm your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. I'm so glad you guys decided to tune in today. Remember, we're live for better or worse,
yay.
So you can call in at 395-1450. You can also listen online at WHTC.com. Good, I've really got to mess that one up already. And remember, we are brought to you by TransNation Title, your employee-owned title company, and Art Realty in Zeeland, hometown realtors, the Art Realty difference. You can go to www.artrealty.com, check out all the great deals on homes, or give them a call at 616-422-5587. Art Realty, your hometown agents. With me, as always, is my producer, Diane. Hi, Diane. How
are
you?
Hey, Jeff. I'm doing good. You?
I am doing well. It is an absolutely beautiful Tuesday.
Is
I gotta love it?
It's kind of chilly. I had a jacket on today. I'm not supposed to wear a jacket in July.
Yeah, that's right. I forget you're not a native Michigander.
Nope.
No, this is perfect Michigan weather right now, so not a lot of humidity and just a beautiful day. With us on the big show today, two of our friends, Jim Lambert and Ryan Dawson from Art Realty in Zeeland. How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing good, Jeff. Glad to be here again.
Glad that you are here, Jim. Ryan?
Hey, Jeff. Glad to be here.
All right. I got to tell you, folks, if Ryan sounds a little bit punchy, he just spent a couple weeks in Hawaii, so we're pumping him full of caffeine to try to keep him into the conversation. So if he has that kind of slow duh sound, it really is only because of Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, it's just about
don't worry, I did all the work
right?
for him while he was gone.
In the morning?
Yeah, right. So anyway, guys, hey, glad everybody's here, glad listeners are here. So we're going to have kind of a fun topic today. You know, the last couple of weeks we've been talking about all kinds of energy savings, and that's all great, but I really just want to do a show that was just kind of fun. And, you know, the real estate market right now, it's crazy. It's crazy busy, crazy hot. I mean, we're having some of the coolest stories about people putting houses on the market and it going in a couple of hours and multiple bids. And, you know, it's really, really fun. And you almost start hearing people talking about flipping houses. I think there's going to be like a seminar or something in Grand Rapids. And so all that kind of neat, fun stuff, it got me thinking that we should do a show on the top 10 things or signs that you can find that maybe your agent isn't so, you know, isn't necessarily the best. Or I like to call it the top 10 reasons you should fire your agent if they're not doing these things. Now, for legality, we have to mention that I petitioned Ryan and Jim to come on. This is not in any way an opportunity to solicit somebody to break their existing contract with their agent, blah, 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 so nobody can sue or anything like that. So we're just going to have a little fun with it. But actually, guys, there actually is, I mean, we go through this list, I mean, this stuff really does happen, and it does happen with agents locally here. We're not going to obviously point them out, but
no.
So just kind of fun. So, Mr. Jim, what would you say would be the number? We want to start at 10, right? Or we're going to do 10 or 1. Where do you want to start?
We're not even going to go in order. We'll just work
our
way through.
We'll just work our way through the list. Okay, so Jim, what is a sign that, man, the agent that you're working with, boy, whew, kind of scary?
Well, obviously, the best one you would think would be if your agent never gets back to you, never returns your phone calls. It's next to impossible to find out where you are with the status of your buying or selling your home.
Okay, so really, you know, and I would think, Diane, that really, honestly, returning phone calls was really kind of the minimum expectation.
Yeah, you want somebody that does it.
Right. I mean, on top of breathing, I would think returning calls, because if he's not returning your call, if another agent calls to look at your house, well, obviously, they're maybe getting the same service. So I think that's probably why that's a big one on the list. Now, Jim, let me ask you this. As an agent representing clients, have you called local, and we won't say who they are, but have you had experience in this area of calling agents and having them not call you back?
Sadly, yes, that is the case. Some are very proactive, get back to you right away, and some of them, it could be a day or more before they get back to you.
Yeah.
And then you're held responsible to your client, and you don't want to have to say, hey, this person didn't get back to me for a day, but facts are facts.
Right, and again, you try to almost buffer that, because you don't obviously want to, you want to obviously take a professional attitude at it. No, it looks, sounds good. So, number one, they got to return phone calls. Mr. Hawaii, Ryan.
Aloha.
Aloha, wearing your Hawaiian shorts in here.
Yeah. Oh, the shorts would really clash with that plaid shirt.
Yeah, right? Shorts and plaid, yeah. Get a picture of that, put that on WHTC.com. So, Ryan, what's number two?
All right, number two. With the market moving as it is, everybody's excited to sell their house. Mm-hmm. The problem is what do you do once you sell it? Are you ready to buy another house? And if your agent isn't talking to you about, you know, getting pre-approved before you sell it, you could really be
in trouble. I mean, getting approved at a company like, say, North Point Bank, Jeff Potter, 616-726-5590, is very important. But all kidding aside, I actually have a couple folks right now who they sold their house. And in their exact words, as we were doing pre-approvals and getting them ready to go, I never thought that my house would sell so quick. Mm-hmm. And then it sold in a day, and then they're actually struggling to find a place to go, which is kind of interesting.
Yep.
And actually, in the weeks to come, we're going to have a couple of the local builders that do these planned projects in and kind of talk a little bit about that as well. So kind of all stay tuned to the Home Zone for further stuff. But you're absolutely right. It's, on one hand, it's pretty neat. I mean, a year and a half ago, when the market was down, we weren't talking about, you know, boy, what do you do? You know, it's 6 months or 8 months if it sells after X number of price reductions. So to be in a market like this is truly a blessing, because, like I said, things are going in. Ryan, honestly, you know, my wife Phyllis and I, we talked about it. We've kicked it around because you're going to get a premium on your house right now if you put it on the market. But it's that, okay,
where do we go?
Dutch Treat only lets us be in there for so long. By the way, that's a free plug for Dutch Treat, great campground in Zealand. There you go, guys.
And then one last thing too is, you know, getting that, as you know, talking to a loan officer like yourself and getting making sure your credit score looks good, making sure you're in line to buy the next house.
Absolutely, because, you know, as people know, you know, guidelines have changed quite a bit, and it's not as easy as it was years ago to qualify for a home. I mean, before we did, you know, you put a mirror under somebody's nose, and if they fogged it, it wasn't quite that. But anyway, just all kidding aside, it's definitely more difficult nowadays. So, you know, guys, I always have fun talking with you guys, and proof of that is it's already time to take our first commercial break. So you're listening to The Home Zone here on 1450. I'm Jeff Potter with North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. We'll talk to you in just a moment. Hey, you're listening to The Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's news leader. I'm Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. We're talking about signs that your real estate agent may not be, what's the word we're looking for? Oh, the best. We'll just say that. With us today is, of course, Jim Lambert from Art Realty and Ryan Dawson from Art Realty. Gentlemen, glad that you came back and that you're here. Ryan, of course, fresh from Hawaii. We're all still very jealous of that. So before the break, gentlemen, we were at number two. We just realized, boy, if we got to pick this up, otherwise we're going to make it to number six and the show's going to be over. And also, quick note, to tell everybody, Diane does such a great job with the weather. We make faces at her to try to make her laugh, and she powers through it every single time.
That's all right, but I smack you after the show.
Yeah, that's right. This is a professional program. Like you said, we're live, better or worse. So, Jim, number three.
All right, Jeffrey, we're actually going to put three and four together to speed it up a little bit. They're both pretty much similar. Your agent is not willing to or able to do open houses. And along with that, not only are they not able to do them or won't do them, they're not that familiar with the area. So maybe they're doing open houses at, I'll say, inappropriate times.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So, for instance, I'm sure, as people know, there's some areas in this current area we're in where maybe a Sunday afternoon open house isn't going to work too well.
I mean, listen, it's the untold thing out in our area. You don't do Sunday open houses in Zealand Holland area. I mean, it's one of those things. I don't think it's written down anywhere, but it's just certainly it's an understandable thing.
Tradition.
And, you know, I see this because because I work with so many different clients and agents. If an agent doesn't know the market, if they're not from the area, they really do struggle. I mean, there is a ton of value. The guys out here in Ottawa County and Holland, they're into the market. They know what the value is. They know what the deals are. They know the other agents. I'll tell you, if you're out there and you're contemplating, obviously you should use Art Realty. But even if you don't use Art Realty, use a local agent because, again, that's going to be your best way to go because they know the market. Open houses. This is a big thing. Now, Jim, you and Ryan do a lot on Zillow. You guys are a Zillow Premier agent.
Correct.
Zillow does a lot of great stuff. But I still believe that there is value for people walking through that house. Wouldn't you agree, Di?
Yep.
Because I mean, you can go online and you can go
You
through.
Can look at the pictures,
right.
But you still don't have an idea like maybe what size the rooms
right.
are.
Exactly.
And what exactly your color is that wall.
Well, and I'll tell you something. With digital editing nowadays, you can yeah. really do...
Make it look better.
You can make it... You know, hotels, there's been hotels that have been kind of, you know...
Do your
better.
Own staging
right.
online.
And
okay.
have it at stage. So nothing takes the place of being able to walk through that house. And Jim, I think you're right. The agent that's willing to step up and say, no, I want to be there. I want to do an open house on your house. I want to get it sold. I have the commitment. I'm going to make the commitment. That's definitely a powerful tool. And even some of your very best agents, I mean, like the guys at Art Realty, but I mean, just I just think of their name. They're always consistently doing the open houses and stuff like that. So, yeah, definitely a good point.
Yeah, and the pictures is actually a very good one because we've had the last couple of open houses we've done because the technology on cameras and stuff are so good that people are actually coming in and saying, this house doesn't look as good
Nothing.
As the pictures.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It happens. I'll tell you something. The thing I don't like about pictures is they add, you know, 20 pounds to me.
And to the wall.
Right. I only have a double chin, and if you look at a picture, it looks like I have a triple chin, and I just, you know, that's just terrible. All right, moving on. Number five.
All right, number five. If an agent's not willing to give the honest truth about what your home is worth, yeah, many times, of course, as an agent, we want to get your top dollar, what your house is really worth, and get as much as we can for you. But sometimes the market may say something different, and an agent needs to be honest with the client and let them know, hey, you know, maybe you won't get as much as you thought.
That's got
to
be a little bit of a sticky
very much so.
That's got to be a little bit of a sticky conversation when you go, hi, Di, I know you think your house is worth $200,000, but really it's $75,000.
Yeah.
All right, have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put the pan down. Don't throw things at it. You are right, and I think the proof, wouldn't you agree, if somebody's interviewing an agent, asking them how long do your properties stay on the market, that's probably a pretty good telltale sign. Because if you got them priced right, they're going to sell right. Is that?
They are.
I mean,
in this market, if it's priced right, it's going to sell in just a short time. And you know, it's not just about putting a yard sign in as a realtor and getting the advertisement. I mean, we really do want to sell them. We want to, you know, we want your house to be sold.
Right, because it's no secret, real estate agents are paid commission. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and really, agents don't get paid until that house sells. So all the work that the agent does beforehand, they're basically doing it for free. And if the house doesn't sell, they don't get paid. And that's true of any real estate company. And that's why you really got to give it up to these agents and really kind of pat them on the back because they do a ton of work. A lot goes into it. Like Ryan said, it's not just as simple as, sign in the yard, and then the house just magically sells. Because then at that point, you'd just be a sign maker. Just put them out there and let the
Unless
house
it was
sell.
2003. All you had to do
right.
was say, I'm for sale, and it was gone.
Yeah. Well, I can think of a really – yeah, right, okay. You're not going to go – well, we made it through five. Guys, it's already time for another break. By the way, you can always grab the podcast of today's show on WHTC.com. And remember, we still are live for better or worse. Give us a call at 395-1450, and we'll be back in just a moment on The Home Zone here with Jeff Potter at North Point Bank. You're back in the zone, the home zone here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's news leader. I'm Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender. So before the break, we're into our list here. Now, guys, real quick, because we still have to plow through the rest of this, but I just got a text message that asked, how do you know if your agent is giving you fair market value on your house?
That's an excellent question. you know, a lot of times people, when we talk to people, they've already been through Zillow. They're familiar with the Zestimate. Exactly, yeah. Unfortunately, that Zestimate many times is off. It's not correct. So it's not a good number to go by.
All right.
As realtors, what we do is we pull information from previous sales, which we take in consideration of like properties, properties that have sold in the past.
Mm-hmm.
With that, we also take into consideration what the market's doing.
Okay.
You know, around here it changed so quickly back in April, May, we had to compensate for a market that was increasing. So we went a little bit higher than what the previous sales said.
Okay. And then you pull a quarter out of your pocket,
exactly,
you flip it, and if we're in the second lunar trimester,
and we also take in consideration what the homeowner says. I don't want to make it sound like we completely ignore homeowners, because obviously it's their home.
Right.
But, you know, it's something that all those factors come into play into the price.
Right. And, you know, like I said, not an easy job trying to figure that out. Di, you had a question?
Well, a listener called in, and he did not want to be on the air, but he asked, maybe he's trying to sell his home himself, and he asked if you had any of the pitfalls that people trying to sell for sale by owner, what happened, what things do they need to look out for, be careful of, if you have time for it.
No, well, real quickly, and we kind of touched on this earlier as far as being ready to go to your next house. I had a home seller call me and told me he sold his home. He was under contract, did it for sale by owner. He was proud of that, and unfortunately, his credit score was too low. He had nowhere to go.
Right.
Ooh.
So
and
that's where that coming in.
Exactly.
I mean, honestly, to answer that question, not from a real estate standpoint, but, yeah, if you got your place for sale by owner, get a hold of a lender, North Point Bank, obviously. But
make sure you got somewhere to go.
But get somebody in there and make sure that you're good to go.
Okay.
And also, too, for sale by owner folks, if you have somebody that's looking to buy your house, get a pre-approval letter. Still isn't for sale by owner. You can still ask the people buying your home. Get a pre-approval letter.
Right, because then they won't have the money and then...
Exactly, and get it from a reputable bank. I mean, whether it's North Point, LMCU, Fifth Third, Huntington. I'm billing all of you guys, by the way, for the,
for your
the
mention.
Free advertising. No, but all kidding aside, get it from a reputable bank. So that's very important. All right, so where are we at here, guys?
Sorry.
We are on to number 6 and 7. We'll combine the two because it kind of follows up on what we just talked about. And we're kind of switching a little bit from a listing side to more of the maybe for the buyer side.
Okay.
As that you're showing buyers homes that they're either not approved for or way above their rate. I mean, we've had people that are approved for 125 and they're saying, hey, I want to look at this house, and it's like 170,000.
Or worse, 800,000 or $1 million properties. I have to admit, I have never done it, but you know, you see some of these houses that are like 1.5 million, and I think to myself, it would be so cool to go in there and see what, but you can't do that, obviously. You're absolutely right. But that comes down to making sure that you. And really for the buyer, making sure that you have a strong pre-approval so that you know emotionally what you can buy. Because, you know, if you're only qualified to buy a $90,000 or $100,000 house, which is still a great house, but all of a sudden all you're looking at is $200,000 houses, there's a big difference. I mean, if we're honest, there's a big difference between a $200,000 house and a $100,000 house. And I think that, you know, it's about setting your own proper expectation and as an agent really saying, hey, are you qualified for this? And, you know, it just sets you up for success, and it sets the customer up for success.
Yeah, absolutely. And number 7 to go along with that, and I'm sure this wouldn't happen from Jeff Potter over at North Point Bank.
Thank you.
But we are getting a lot of buyers that come in and say, hey, I'm pre-approved for $150,000 house, and they look at it, and they've got the money for their down payment. They say, all right, let's go, let's roll. And all of a sudden they find out, oh, wait a minute, I got to pay for inspection. I got closing costs. I've got well and septic costs. I've got all of a sudden they're like, instead of $5,000, I need $10,000. They're like, there is no way I can afford that.
Right, and that truthfully is, there's no way to hide it. That's a lender doing a really bad job at educating their customers at the true cost of buying a home. And so definitely a definite good point. What else we got there, Ryan?
Well, due to time, we were going to roll right into number 10, if that's all right.
No problem. Let's go.
All right.
Number 10.
Our final one is that an agent is inflexible when negotiating commission. And, you know, at Art Realty, we do offer 2%. We do some savings for the seller, and it's a great program. And that's important to know. An agent is, you know, has some flexibility. All agents have flexibility when negotiating their commissions, and it's something to consider.
Yeah, I would say so. I think at the end of the day, I think that definitely that's important. You know, like I said, you guys at Art Realty being being a local real estate company, and you're kind of the model, the flat fee structure with the model is definitely unique, and it does make a lot of sense for a lot of people. And I still say, though, that on top of everything, you know, you guys are great agents. You're great to talk to. You're very personable. And that's what's important, I think, because when you're having a person represent your largest asset and trying to sell it, you got to make sure that they're calling, you know, basically they're doing, calling you back, on your side, willing to do open houses, want to be flexible, and want to be on your team to sell your house. And that's important, and that's what gets it done. And I'm truthfully proud that Art Realty is a sponsor. You guys do a great job. I refer you guys all the time. And I think that the work ethic involved, you know, and it's just so fun, I have to admit. It's so much fun to be in the real estate market right now, as far as lending in the market with you guys buying and selling, because houses are appreciating. They're going faster. People are having fun. You know, it, years ago, it was almost a bummer when somebody was coming in to sell their house because they were writing a check to sell the thing. And now it's just not there. And I'll tell you, if you've considered possibly selling your house, call the guys at Art Realty and get a free market analysis on your house. I think that you would be shocked. And I mean shocked. You can call Art Realty at 616-422-5587. Or you can call Jim, Ryan, Laura, John, Steve, Ringo. Well, there's no Ringo. But call the guys over at Art Realty and have them do a free market analysis on your house. I think you'll be shocked. Like you said, great show today, guys. Thanks so much for spending time with us. And thank you for tuning into the Home Zone here on 1450, Holland's news leader. You can listen to the podcast on www.whtc.com. I got lost in all the W's there. Sorry about that. I'm Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. We'll see you next Tuesday at 12:30 on The Home Zone.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for The Home Zone with your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show has been brought to you by TransNation Title and Art Realty. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast, WHTC.com. And join us every Tuesday at 12:30 for The Home Zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.